healthcare companies and banks all seeing rises in early trading. Apple continued to gain today as it set record highs. It already gained 0.8% of its value in early trading. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
It's almost there. It is. Yeah. Linda driving down the freeway. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. You've ridden with Linda.
I think my fingerprints are still on your dashboard.
She comes into Northern Lights Energy. If she makes that turn in Northern Lights Energy, they are scattering. They are scattering when she makes that turn.
Have you been down there since the fire?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Scorch marks on the big diesel tank.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about that in a minute here. But good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and the majestic studios of KCNR 1460 here at 1326 Market Street. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Some people say in the bowels of the building. No, we're right here on the street. You want to come in and say hello? You want to wave at us? You can do that at 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. And good morning. And Linda is a mom's birthday. Her 84th birthday is tomorrow. So Linda is on her way down there.
And well, bless her heart.
You know what? She loves her mommy. And, you know, they sit and chat and talk a couple times a week, sometimes three. And they get together after chatting during the week, and they'll sit there for hours talking. And Tom and I, her dad, will look at each other and, well, I wish they liked each other more. That kind of thing. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like? Because, you know what, we've got some weird stuff coming around here.
Well, I don't know about weird, but it is a mixed bag over the next several days, Carl. 92 for a high today, so it's definitely shorts weather. But tomorrow, we get an overnight low of 57, by the way. But tomorrow, temperature drops a good 10 degrees down into the lower 80s with thunderstorms possible. Stray showers or thunderstorms on Wednesday night. Thursday, cloudy.
You're saying thunder showers on Wednesday?
That's in the forecast, yes. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Oh, definitely rain happening on Thursday, rain showers. And then Friday, it'll warm back up a little bit. And then when we get into, it'll be nice through the weekend, fortunately. Looks like they changed the forecast for next week. Now it's back to just cloudy skies. But right now in Reading, we are at, got temperatures all over the place. I'm going to call it 58 degrees here at the downtown studios of KCNR. We will check the lake level shortly. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They are great people down there. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. At Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Okay. Things that are going on in the world.
Things.
And Selmo's is being sold. And Selmo Vineyards, which, as you know, we love up there, Of course, Revere's and Somo and Revere's and Chicken and Somo no longer here. They're no longer together. And I can't help but think this battle, continuous battle with the county, and I'm not saying it's all the county's fault, but the county has got a lot of dirt on it after this. So he spent all this money to build this beautiful, beautiful area and to make it a viticultural area and do all these things. So when he finally was, he sold it for like $9 million, which is a lot less than what he's put into it. Well, the new owners came in, and they've started going through it, and they still don't have their permits from the county. Now, I will say that from what I've heard from people I trust is they perhaps haven't been trying as hard as at Somo. But still, here it is, what, 2 years? And they still don't have permits for anything out there.
I am curious what's going on behind the scenes. Who wants that property
well,
to go
dirt
cheap?
Well, it turns out that they had it for sale. They've had it for sale for $20 million for several years. Since they bought it, I think. Anyway, it is now. They have money in escrow. The people are doing due diligence to see what they're going to have to do. And it's from, according to the realtor from out of Stockton, they're looking at a big project that will affect the whole area. I quote, will be a big project that affects the whole area. Now, what FAM, and I think that was their name, had threatened once when I was up there was that they'd been approached by a Muslim group to be able to put their...
A mosque?
A mosque and everything up there, you know, bring in several hundred to live up there, you know. And I you know, frankly thought that that was a...
Blink, blink.
Well, I kind of frankly thought that that was an empty threat because he was at war with the county. Now, if you were a vindictive person, you know, you could see people doing that. But no, I'm hearing it's people from Southern California, and they're into the wines. So let's just hope that, you know, what would be great.
It has got so much potential.
Oh my gosh, it does. And if they could come in there and get those damn permits, you know, especially down where the new buildings they have, so you could serve many more people. You'd be down there, and they've got to get the water thing worked out for fires. In the restaurant, and the restrooms down there in the lower part that he built, he's got to still get permits. You know, now the church, you could have. Just think how beautiful weddings you could have up there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a destination place. They got to get the church back in shape because that's gone. You know, they've let that go. It's just, you know, if you've never been in the church, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, Reverse and Somo did not half step. He spared no expense on that church.
Now, Carl, I have lived here my entire life, and we have heard this, those long-timers up here have heard this promise that something was going to happen that would bring people here who would spend scads of money. We have been hearing it for 50-plus years, and something always happens at the last minute to derail it to the point where a lot of people think it's intentional.
I don't believe, it would be hard for me to believe that there are people...
We have missed the mark so many times.
There are people in the border supervisors or other places that would purposely damage this.
There are people,
I mean,
influential people who want nothing to change here.
Well,
ever.
You know, that one guy that was here that was in charge of everything, the one that you'll play the...
Russ Mall.
Yeah. Do you have that spot there?
I do. I was
when you find that. Okay. And there are people that have this, you know, like it's their rice bowl, that it's their, you know, it's their county. And that change is not good. Because if you change it for whatever reason. So as Russ used to say.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
There you go. And see, that was a big problem right at the beginning. I have a big problem with that. Okay, you can have those things, but you know, the way it was presented was, oh, you know what? we have the final say on your life. That's the way it was presented.
Yeah, well, if you talk to Trish at length, she will, and it's hard to put a name on some of these folks, but there are people who are extremely influential, who like things the way they are and don't see a need for there to be more jobs, for there to be more people. They've got their little paradise, and to hell with everybody else.
Well, and we're going to talk about some things that happened last night, too, that I want to talk about, that address that, and to the point where I'm having Lisa Alter and Rachel Hatch. Rachel Hatch, who, of course, is that great lady from the, you know, that works for the...
Lover to death, yeah.
Institute of the Future, has been on the show and is just a delightful, forward-thinking person, has gone to work at McConnell Foundation in charge of... And I can't remember her exact title, but it has to do with redoing downtown. The McConnell Foundation is leaning in forward heavy.
Yeah. Well, there's a big community in this town who hears the Imperial theme play whenever you mention the McConnells.
Well, you know what? Guess what? I don't care. You know, you can play the
Luke, I'm just
the,
saying what I hear. You
can play Darth Vader. I don't care. If they're putting their money where their mouth is and they're going to start helping to revitalize downtown – you know, I mean, I don't see exactly what they get out of that, but I see things like the K2 advancement, and that's not going to be the only one that's going on down here. So I am looking very much, you know, to I'm looking very forward to having them on and talking about what their big plans are. We're going to have them here in a couple of weeks.
Why does this county shoot itself in the foot frequently?
I don't know, but if you do shoot yourself in the foot, you need a great night's sleep. After that, you need rest to get well. And so you did get that on your Sleep Number mattress. 2 years in a row, J.D. Power said Sleep Number is the best mattress in the United States. It absolutely, you know what, J.D. Powers, I don't know who you are, but I can tell you that I think it's the best mattress that I've ever slept on. My Sleep Number setting, because you can adjust the settings on your mattress. And, if, you know, two people on a mattress aren't going to be sleeping the same way. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Last night it may even been 75 or 80. But the great thing about it is that you can adjust it for the way you feel. And with the new Sleep IQ technology that you can also add on to it, it will give you ideas and better ways to sleep. And right now, you can. They've got some great sales on. A queen starts at only $899.99, and during the final clearance, and save $900 to $1,200 on selected mattresses. As Sleep Number makes room for the newest innovations, here's the other thing about it. As Bob said, they were down at the tech show
at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
And they're going to be rolling out mattresses that adjust to you during the night.
Innovation, Awards. They got a neat one with a foot warmer built in. Linda was all over that one.
I tell you what, they have so many things there, and things that you can get right now, including it's getting hot, right? So they've got this mattress cover. It's like that keeps you cool. It runs cool air through there. Can you imagine that? So it's 95 out there. And instead of having to run your air conditioner when you're sleeping at night, you just sleep on this. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, Sleep Number. Run down to the Target Shopping Center. Run in there. Say, I want to lay on your bed and buy a bed. Just, I want to lay. Don't get it mixed up, of course, with, say, Sportsman's Warehouse. So you want to lay on their bed. No. Go on down to Target Shopping Center. Go into Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 9th of May, 2017. 58 degrees up there, going up to 94. It's the Lake Shasta is 6 feet.
A scant 6 feet from the very top.
And it's going to rain.
It is going to have some more rain.
It could come right over the top.
The releases. During the break, I'm not sure where you're going in this segment, but during the break, a lady called up and said, well, what about the riverfront?
Well, okay. Funny that you should mention that.
Why is
that.
It just sitting there?
Funny you should just
but
mention
those
that.
Ugly cedar buildings, she said.
First of all, I got two really quick things to say. State of Jefferson, if you hadn't heard, they've sued in federal court under the dilution of vote console that they say is that, hey, look, we have so few representatives for our people in Northern California, we really have no say about anything that goes on. And this is that first step. If the Supreme Court agrees with this, that we've got a million people up here that absolutely have no say in what's going on and we have no impact. And, you know, it's not probably us. It's probably some other rural areas, too. But we're saying it up here that we have no way of ever getting things passed from the Northern California area. And that they can pass things that impact on us significantly. Fire tax, raising the gas tax because we run further. And how about this when they go into the mileage thing, where you have to, if you live in Bieber, it's a 50-mile round trip to get a prescription filled. So, you know, the point is...
And they will know every time you make that trip.
Yeah. And, well, that's true, too. Now, but the point is that this is the first step. And let's go to the phones and let Terry tell us exactly what that means.
How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine.
Well, quite a day yesterday. I can't believe how great the people were. We had a gob of people that came down on short notice. We visited every legislator in the building more than once, sometimes three or four times, and it was a little funny. James Wiedenhoff probably had the best line I heard. He walked into one of the offices, and one of the staffers said, "We've already had two groups of people come in and give us this stuff." And he said, "Well, it's easy to cover you. There's only 120 of you in the building."
Okay.
Which lays to the fact of, yeah, there's 120 people for 40 million. How does that work? So anyway, we filed the court case yesterday. One thing that's interesting about filing a case like that, we had three attorneys working on it, a paralegal. Wynn Carpenter was stellar. He was wonderful. They were running all over town. They had to change some things in procedure. And Carl, I can't hear you, so are you saying anything, buddy?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, I can hear you now. Good. So anyway, it was a very, very exciting day. Did a lot of interviews. CNN happened to show up there. Just a lot of things are going to go crazy now. Now, we were not able to serve the Secretary of State because we, by the time we got everything done, it was around 4:15, and the boys would have to run about six blocks, and that wouldn't be a pretty sight anyway, but they'd have to run about six blocks.
That would be
with
a
paper, so.
With that
thanks
group,
for that visual.
It could be a scary sight.
A very, very exciting day. We will serve the Secretary of State today.
Is that Mr. Padilla?
Yes, sir.
Now, he's
Mr.
the one because,
so this
because
is the real
he's.
Deal, folks. It really is happening. We really have it rolling. It's history, it's historic, and it's just all the great people. There are some really good interviews. There's one that I suggest everybody look out that's on Facebook of Andy White and his father. Andy owns a business in Loyalton, California, and it's been in their family since 1936. And they have been hit with every kind of regulation you could possibly think of. He owns a gas station, convenience store, restaurant kind of thing. And it was just a great interview with the two of them. The two of them are the salt of the earth, just real people who have been impacted on this. So far, the coverage has been really fair. All the newspaper articles have been fair. There was a gentleman who made a comment in the record search by who was supposed to be an expert of some kind. The problem with this comment is that he adds Oregon into the equation, and Oregon's not in the equation. So if you don't know, if you don't even know what you're talking about, I don't see how you can make a comment. But then that's what I'm finding out about
never,
a lot of experts.
That's never stopped people.
He's thinking
before.
Of the previous effort that involved southern counties of Oregon.
Yeah, and the previous effort isn't anything like ours, as you both know. I mean, you probably heard this 100 times. Prior to 1964, we had representation. That argument with Salem and California, or excuse me, in Sacramento, that argument was about the money for infrastructure as far as building roads to get back into the mining and into harvesting the timber. That had nothing to do with representation. We had representation.
So, Terry, tell me this. Okay, so you served Mr. Padilla today, who is the one that handles
yes.
all the, you know, the voting for the state.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's why it wasn't directed at him, because you just don't like him. But
no, I
okay.
mean, it's who you have to
yeah,
serve. It's
that's
the person
right.
in
so,
charge.
So yeah. What happens now?
Well, what happens now is that the court will look at it, and what we're looking for is that three-judge panel. We feel very confident in that, but we also can add plaintiffs at this point, which is really kind of neat. We have some counties and some other, in fact, we have a sheriff who said he wants to become a plaintiff, but now we have several sheriffs. It was really a neat thing, because in the interlocutory phase of a case, you can add plaintiffs. So as you go, you can add the plaintiffs.
Okay,
right,
but this
now,
is the ninth. Is this the ninth
rally we're going to have, where we've got a permit for it on May the 31st? There'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that more on our program. Folks, if you listen Sunday on this station, KCNR.
On this station.
Yep. You listen
right here,
on Sunday at 9 o'clock, you'll get a good scoop. And frankly, last week's show was quite good. We used Terry Giardi's genius in what she wrote on that press release and broke it down. And how she did that in five paragraphs to really show the picture was quite amazing on her part.
Yeah. Hey, got to run, Terry. Now, as this moves forward, I want to have Mark Baird or somebody on to talk about it. What's happening next? The ramifications. Because you say is this a three judge out of the Ninth Circuit?
No. It's not going to be the three judge. We filed it in the Eastern District in Sacramento. We will not go to the Ninth Circuit.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's better. Okay. All right, Terry. Thanks a lot, and congratulations. Big step forward, buddy.
It really is, Carl. And again,
and we, you know what, and people, you know, people, and they say, well, how do you feel about the state of Jefferson? I said, well, I feel like this. I feel like I'm not being represented up here. And if the state of Jefferson is the only way we can do it, then I'm all for the state of Jefferson. But there's other ways. There's other ways to jump, you know, to reach that area. And this is the first one. And this has been talked
about. Representation.
The whole thing's about representation.
Yes.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the Asphalt Cowboys. We'll be right back.
I was picturing these guys running down the street with the paperwork in hand.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new Weight Loss Powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Do you back the Blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You are invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on her way down. It's her mommy's birthday. She's on her way to Sacramento. And so she'll be there for a couple of days. 58 degrees here on the 9th of May, going up to 94 today. It is 7:33 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. You're not going to find a better in-home health care agency than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Business of the year, business person of the year, best in the North State. That's Home Helpers. You're not going to, if it's short term, like say an operation or surgery or something, you're kind of laid up, or it's long term in-home health care, she's the one to call. And here's the number, 226-8350. If you got veterans in your family, she's got a special spot in her heart for veterans. You're never going to get better care.
You missed my incredible cleverness coming back.
I'm sorry, I was talking.
Leonard Skinner, give me back my bullets.
Give me back my bullets.
Dedicated to our guests.
Yeah, to the Asphalt Cowboys. Barry Weisswassels.
Because people have thrown so much
Barry
fit over, you know, right. our traditions.
Oh, well, you know what? Okay, now you're here because we know a week from Friday, it's
the big
pick. But as I went through this yesterday for free.
Oh, thank you. You're not going to charge me.
I'm not charging you guys. Well, maybe I am. I don't know. I get so much stuff in from people. Hey, would you mind playing this? Would you mind playing? Sometimes they pay me. Sometimes they don't. But we're going to figure out a way to do that. Most people do. Okay. You had your golf tournament yesterday.
We did. It turned out it was a great event, and it always is.
Anybody get a hole in one?
No.
Did you have like a car out there or something like that?
No, we didn't this year.
Oh, you did.
We have in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, so therefore I didn't really try that hard on that hole.
I can, you know what, because I know you're deadly out there.
Yeah.
For your partners.
Snakes and rocks and
your guys
anybody close at hand.
Okay, a lot of things happening here now on the 12th, this Friday, is the Top Hand Dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's our annual awards banquet. We give everybody that's deserving or fell into it because they were lucky. Outstanding cowboy. We give awards to the last year's top puncher, which is our president. And it's a great event. You know, we'll have a little bit of music and dancing and a good dinner at Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Right. Now, the next night, kick off barbecue and dance with the Reading Rodeo Association. Come one, come all. May 13th, Rodeo Grounds.
And that's always a great event.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It is great. And then, of course, on the 15th is the Bank Holdup.
You just never know that's going to happen.
There may be a bank holdup.
There is rumor that there may be a bank holdup.
So who's the Lone Stranger this year?
If I told you, I'd have to kill myself.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, I don't know. There's only four cowboys on that committee, and they do not talk.
All right. Okay.
But, yes, there will be.
It's not Bob and I, by the way. I can just tell people that, I don't think, unless Linda's acquiesced to something.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's going to happen. And you know what? We went down there one time and did it live on the air. I was there while it was going on, and I got some great the people. Of course, the Lone Ranger or Lone Stranger wouldn't talk to me because they can't give out their voices. But everybody else was, and then you all drive down the street shooting. Do you still do that?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, okay.
We have now in the past 4 or 5 years we have police escorts fore and aft.
All right, so that way people just don't think it's people shooting it ready. Because in this town, all of a sudden, if you saw that movie, Come Hell or High Water, when these two brothers robbed a bank, and they come running in Texas, and they come running out, and there's like eight people just blasting away with them, and he leaps in, like, he says, I hate this damn concealed carry. And I can just see that. Here come you guys around blasting away, and all of a sudden there's people coming out in the streets with better guns than you've got.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Great. Okay, that's super, too. Okay. Here's something I think is your special kids day Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the toughest one for a lot of us, you know, to have those tough in an emotional sense. Have, you know, the schools bring in the special needs kids.
Yep.
And it's funny. Well, funny in a way. I mean, some of the kids are crying because they're afraid to get on the horses, and we put them up on the horses, you know, very carefully, talk to them and tell them, you know, rub the horse's mane and tell them the horse's name. And by the end of the ride, they don't want to get off. I mean, smiles.
They bond to these horses so wonderfully.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Yeah. It's great.
Now, the chili cook-off, which we were asked to be judges for before, haven't been asked lately.
Oh, really?
And we were some of your best judges, by the way.
Maybe that's because, you know, you're not going to announce our parade, but
it's just a side note. Don't say that out loud. Gary doesn't know that yet. I haven't called him.
He doesn't listen to you anyway. I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, he does.
I don't really know if he does or not.
Of course he does, because I'll hear it. Trust me. It's like the sheriff. Sheriff Basenko right now is listening. Hey, and by the way.
Hi, Tom.
Barry is slamming back some beer here, Tom. And I think he's carrying. Okay.
One in each pocket.
Street dance that night, quick draw contest, all this on May 16th. Pre-rodeo grand entry at May 17th through the 19th at 5:30. Kitty Pet Parade.
That's a great event, too, at the Mount Shasta Mall. If you have grandkids or children with pets, stuffed animals, I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes. Chickens, lizards, snakes.
I had the world's largest rabbit I was bringing to this, and really? United killed it. I had the world's largest rabbit. It was here. I bought it. I was bringing it in, and United Airlines killed my rabbit.
Oh,
I was going to use it to. I was going to use it for advertising and to boost the kitty pet parade.
And put a saddle on.
I was going to put a little saddle on, have a little kid ride it. The world's largest rabbit.
And
United Airlines killed my rabbit.
Well, that's United.
Okay. Mm. Fly United.
Okay. I just want to say, for our quick draw contest.
No live ammo this year?
No, please, no live ammo. But it is open to the public, and a lot of people don't realize that. Bring your own 38 revolver or 22. We provide the blanks. And it's a great event. And, hey, you know, I think the open champion gets $100 cash.
That's right. And a chance to go out drinking with Barry.
Well, yeah, I may.
Okay, here's the big thing. Here's the big thing. Pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch.
It is a big thing.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what. If it's, I don't even know how you can make it better. You know what? First of all the stations are out there. We all have our little spots that we have jockeyed for decades.
Exactly.
You know, and so we're in the same spot as we are last year, Bob. So Bob will be out there setting up, and I'll put our thing up, that canopy and all that stuff that'll blow away, and overnight, and the chairs we have out there, the homeless will take it and sleep on them.
Sure.
No, they have guards out there. But what a great breakfast! 10,000 of your closest friends.
Absolutely.
And because you guys are fast, but still, there's lines sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And they're filing by us, and we're talking to people. Everybody has a great time.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think, as I understand, you don't stand in line for 25, 30 minutes.
It's not like that. No.
It moves.
You're constantly moving on that line. Yeah. And I'd say if you're at the back of the line to the time you get up to where you can start, you know, putting pancakes on your plate, it's probably like 10 minutes.
Right.
If that's at the – that's down by the Cascade. If you're lined up to there, it just keeps moving. And by the way, I have two tickets.
Uh-oh.
I have two tickets.
That means I get
and you
to
know what?
Work.
I have more I can sell you.
I know you do. But I have two tickets that I'm going to give away for the pancake breakfast to the second caller.
Two tickets to Pancake Paradise.
Not caller number one, but the second caller as starting right now, 605-4567. So second caller gets two tickets to the pancake breakfast. And I'll probably buy more and give away more.
Awesome.
Okay. Then what?
So yeah.
Oh, and then the parade.
The parade on Saturday.
Wow. Let me guess. You're going to be shooting guns at the end of the parade.
There's a very good chance that's going to happen.
You know, we brought in the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They're going to be at the rodeos.
We love those guys.
They're going to lead off the parade.
That's awesome. You know, and the... Over the past several years, the government has curtailed the number of activities that they can be involved in. And we just feel so blessed and lucky to have them come in here to Reading again. They're just great.
I tell you
great
what,
guys.
They are treated very well up here. And they're the kind of guys that Reading appeals to them, and they just have a great time. And they shift their number. You know, the people that are in that unit, of course, are transitioning all the time.
Right.
But they just have the ones that make it have a great time. Chris, you won the tickets to the pancake breakfast. You were caller number two. Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
And okay, last thoughts here before I run you out of here.
Well, I just, you know, we try to involve the entire community in all the Rodeo Week activities. They're all free except for the big breakfast, but it's practically free.
$4.
$4.
$4 for early tickets. That's a piece. And if you show up that day, it's $5.
Correct.
But you know what? You get huge pancakes. You get sausage. You get orange juice.
Orange
coffee.
Juice,
and entertainment.
And entertainment. Just the entertainment of watching these guys cook.
Dry Gulch Dan out there.
And we're not allowed to shoot our guns at the breakfast anymore.
So they don't do that anymore.
Because it'll wake up the people in the
hotel. It bothers little kids.
Hotel.
Yeah, little kids.
Oh, I know.
You know, when we did the parade, and we got to run right now, we did the parade, I'd see people show up with their dogs and their little kids, and I go, now, look, this is going to be really loud at the end. I mean, I'm not kidding you. They're going to come in here and shoot shotguns and stuff. I mean, this is loud because you're in between the buildings.
Right.
Okay. And they had no idea. And I'd warn them like two or three times. I said, it's going to be loud. Make sure that you got your dog. And you'd come around that corner, and they'd hear it, and they'd still be a block away. You're coming around. Bam, that dog is up in the air five feet.
Yeah.
And, they're hustling the dog out of there. And then you come down, and it's just like you're blowing holes through hats and –
we do that on occasion. Everybody has a good time.
Barry Weisswasser
is here. Thank you very much.
It's taken me 8 years or something to figure that. From the Asphalt Cowboys, you guys do so much for our community, and we appreciate it.
You know, I just want to say one thing. If you come to the breakfast, look me up. I'll be the one in the yellow shirt.
There you go. and if you find him, he will probably have one ticket for you.
That could
very well
be.
But you've got to find him. He's in the yellow jacket, and or the yellow shirt. Now I'm looking forward to having my my orange juice that morning too.
There will be orange juice,
good,
specially
right.
made for you.
Hey, last 2 years running, Tom served me my pancakes. It was awesome.
Tom Beswinkle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big people in this.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Barry. And we're going to be pushing this all week long. But
thank you guys
so
much.
It's a worthy endeavor. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Abby, I'm so excited for this month's Second Tuesday dining at Gironda's Italian Restaurant and Bar.
Gironda's is one of my favorite restaurants, too. I love their homemade lasagna.
I agree, and the relaxed atmosphere provides a perfect backdrop for a special night out or casual get-together. There's something delicious for everyone.
Please join us on Tuesday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Gironda's Italian Restaurant and Bar as they're graciously donating a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. A big shout out to everybody out there that's listening. Hey, Chris, got the tickets there. Good for you. 58 degrees going up to 94 today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, better known. Doug Tooley started this business. Don't call the 800 number. He starts you off with a $39.99 package, $39.99 package. 40 channels. And that includes local if that's what you want. Yeah. Oh, good, Bob. You big yawn. On air, right in the middle of this great. I was on a roll here with B&T.
I turned off the mic.
No, afterwards, it was like, and then you turn it off. B&T Satellite, locally
great.
Owned.
They are great guys.
They are great guys. They're going to come in here and help us tune our big satellite dish here. When they're, you know, during the summer, they start switching to different satellites that have run out of lifespan.
Yeah.
So, and they're coming over and helping us there. They could have, you know, they can charge you $1,000, but that's not what they're doing. They're coming over and just helping us. Anyway, 241 dish, 241-3474. All these different packages. Veterans, you're going to get a discount with B&T Satellite. Great, great people. Okay. Hey, the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International is having their dinner this Saturday, and I think there's still tickets left on there, but this is an outstanding dinner and banquet, and the number of auctions, silent auctions, raffle items, the list of guns for the raffle is just second to none, 44 different. Now, and these guns are top of the line guns. These aren't ones that, you know, they're the shop queens that they can't sell. These are ones that are like Henry Big Boy 44 Magnums. All of these, you know, 7 point, you know, the 6.5 Creedmoors, 7mm. I mean, just, you know, Ruger 10/22 breakdowns. I mean, they've got everything they're going to have, and it's going to be outstanding. Plus hunts of all different kinds, from elk to African game hunts and photo safaris, fishing trips, rafting trips, canoe trips, duck, goose, and pheasant hunts. This is going to be a great time. Plus, the MC will be out there just having a great time with you, and that's me. Auctions and drawings include the guns, hunting, and outdoor equipment. Items just strictly for ladies. And all of these
sounds
other
like
things.
Sounds like a good time.
It's going to be a great time. So you give Larry McLeod a call, 474-5075, or Scott Borg, 221-4650, or come by here. We have some of the tickets here, or the flyers for this, that you can just take it and give a call and do it. Now, after saying all of that, what a great time we're going to have, and it's going to be great. I have two tickets, and these tickets are $60 per person or $90 per couple. So this is a $90 value. This is a couple's meal certificate for this dinner this Saturday, May 13th. And it's going to be for the third caller. For the third caller at 605-4567. So this Saturday at Wind River. It's a great dinner. And you're going to, and the certificate says, for a free couples meal ticket to the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. It's 2017 annual fundraising banquet at the Wind River Event Center. Festivities start at 5. And they do, because you're going to need to get around and see all the great stuff they have here. So the third caller, you get, the third caller gets this certificate to go down there. You're going to have a great time. We'll be there. Everybody has a great time. Our first caller has just come in. Okay. Now, moving along. The Trump resistance groups are going to start having die-ins at town hall meetings and in front of congressmen and senators' offices. If they supported Trump Care, they're going to come out and they're going to have a they're going to come up and they're just going to die, showing that this is what Trump Care is. It'll kill us, and they're just going to do die-ins. Now, I don't know how long the die-ins are going to last. I don't know if the die-ins mean is that it's going to be there until you're really dead, or if they're going to get up and leave, like you say, at lunch. And then what do you do also? You do you step over them, I guess. Randy, you won the tickets to the couples meal for the Safari Club International, which is Saturday. It opens up at 5. So you can be down there, and, you know, people dress in all types of different clothing, but usually very relaxed because this is Safari Club International.
I had to raise my eyebrow at a Facebook posting. These are the babies that Trump is murdering with his health care bill. This from the party that delivers all this money to Planned Parenthood, by the way.
By the way, for abortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just because they're at the wrong end of the birth canal, it's still a life.
Oh, they said idiots took over the Moffitt's office yesterday. Did they take it over, though? Did they truly take it over, or were they just protesting? Because I did see some photos there. Maybe somebody that was there will tell us. Okay. Let's see. I go back into talking, you know, on McConnell Foundation in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see downtown revitalized. And the K2 project with Danny and Danny Knott and his brother, and I'm trying to remember his brother's name, Alan. Alan and Danny, well, it's a family thing. The building, you know, the Dickerson building,
they're going to build this.
There's other plans. And there's other plans to move forward. And I'm listening from what, you know, Lee Salter said.
It'd be nice would happen.
Oh, yeah. So we asked about what about the river? And I have a feeling, I mean, I don't know for sure, but McConnell Foundation is kind of like, well, you know what? We tried that one. That didn't go very far. But being able to rehab downtown and have it become the place it can be, it should be. Rachel Hatch was hired. Rachel Hatch, who has done so many things downtown to try to help revitalize it with the Institute of the Future, is now working for the McConnell Foundation. And being paid for these things she used to do for free. So I think that's kind of cool. Rachel, we're going to have Rachel and Lee Salter on here in a couple of weeks after the 22nd of May when she comes on officially and talk about the things they want to see down here. But I can just – there's all these things. You know, the river will get developed in such a way, I hope, I'll fight for, is that it's smart, it's environmentally stable, but it brings business. I can see
if San Antonio can capitalize on a stinky shallow canal,
and make it like that, we should be able to do great stuff here, I would think. And you go up, and you look up in Grants Pass and these other places.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's nothing that says I don't want to see jet boats running up and down the Sacramento, though. Frankly, and I'll tell you why. At least not in this area, because of they won't even let you fish here for 4 months because they don't want you upsetting the fisheries, and because of the rocks, and it has, you know, perfect type of bottoms here. And if you get jet boats running up and down the river, I just can't help but think, lots of them, that that's going to be some, you know, because I've ridden on the jet boats up there.
I'd love to see river romance type stuff.
Oh, which, by the way,
non-powered.
Yeah, by the way, Linda and I are going on the river romance with Todd LeBeouf, and on May the 21st on her birthday. And
awesome.
That's her birthday dinner, and she's all excited about that. I'm excited about that.
Well, even Coos Bay, which is a fraction the size of Redding, has a fraction of the resources. Their waterfront underwent a dramatic change. It was all run down and, you know, rotting piers and things like that. They invested along with a partnership with the big casino up there. And their waterfront is magnificent. Why can't we do that?
We can. We can do that. Okay, a comment from our chat room said, took over the office, wouldn't leave when asked. Despicable signs. Nothing has been repealed, but they are overreacting. So they did come in. They went and
leave.
They said, would you please leave? No, we're not going to leave. I'm not sure at what point it becomes trespassing, and then you call the police and have them moved out. Okay. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got Doug Wright, attorney at law, but we're going to talk about the problems you can have with government oversight, and you know that you think you're doing the right thing. You really believe you're doing the right thing, and it turns around and bites you. I mean, there's got to be, you know, you need protection on this thing. But why is it so damn hard? We were just talking about in Selmos. Why is it so damn hard to get permits or to be able to build something in your backyard? And if you have a 10 by 12 shed, you've got to get a permit.
The paperwork.
A 10 by 10 shed, you don't need paperwork. 10 by 12 shed, you need paperwork. Why? Why do you need to do that? And why do you need to have it with anchored? Hey, we'll be right back after the news.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It is better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Conservatives fed up with what many see as judicial activism in the courts are cheering the president's new list of 10 legal professionals who will be nominated for key posts. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Many of the potential nominees are for appellate court positions, which have a significant role in adjudicating many of the laws and orders put forth by the administration. President Trump's first steps to implement his agenda were stymied by the appeals courts, which froze his travel ban and stopped his effort to withhold grants from sanctuary cities. The White House says some of the jurists being picked had appeared on President Trump's list of 21 possible nominees for the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Two major challengers in South Korea's presidential election conceded defeat today. That paved the way for the liberal candidate Moon Jae-in to claim victory outright. Authorities say at least 12 people have been killed by a fireworks explosion in central Mexico. It happened in Puebla State, where the government reports 5 of the dead were children, 30 other people were injured. It says the fireworks were being stored at a home behind a church ahead of a May 15th religious celebration. In Denver last night, a major hailstorm pummeled the mile-high city.
Man, this is amazing. Yeah. Hope my car's okay.
Those hopes may have been dashed with reports of widespread hail damage and smashed windshields across the area. April showers more like April downpours this year. Here's science writer Seth Borenstein.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, said that April of 2017 was the second wettest April on record, and records go back to 1895. On average, the United States averaged about 3.4 inches of rain. That's nearly an inch more than normal. A lot of places flooded.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey guys, with spring here, are you interested in trimming up and losing a few pounds? Or want to feel more energy through the day? Better yet, do you want to get paid to do something about it? If so, Progene is sponsoring a national study in the benefits of increased testosterone levels and its effect on your energy, metabolism, and performance. Go to Progene33.com to see if you qualify. It's an easy program you can do from home. The tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped discreetly to you. Progene is a doctor-recommended natural formula with clinically proven testosterone precursors. Progene is available nationwide at GNC and other retailers, but this program is not available in stores. Program participants have already reported more energy, stamina, and faster recovery. So if you want to make a difference in your life and find out your levels for free, then go to progene33.com now to participate. That's the word pro, G-E-N-E, 33.com. progene33.com. Enroll today before the study is closed at progene33.com.
The money-losing Japanese electronics company Toshiba is sparring with its U.S. joint venture partner Western Digital over the planned sale of Toshiba's computer chip business.
Tokyo-based Toshiba needs cash from such a sale to shore up its finances after it suffered massive losses in its nuclear power division. Several letters note that Toshiba warned Western Digital to stop interfering. Western Digital bought SanDisk, Toshiba's longtime partner in making flash memory chips, last year. Such sales can be sensitive because they involve the transfer of technology.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Apple among the big winners as stocks open a bit higher on Wall Street after setting records in the past few days. Technology and healthcare companies did well along with banks. Apple continued to gain as it set record highs, up by 0.8% of its value in early trading. Banks rose with bond yields and high dividend payers like phone and utility companies lagging behind the market. More from townhall.com. One Latino rights group says it's filed what may be the first lawsuit challenging a new sanctuary cities ban in Texas that allows local police to ask a person during a routine stop about their immigration status.
Luis Vera is an attorney with the League of United Latin American Citizens. He has filed a challenge on behalf of a town near the border with Mexico, which has had a safe haven ordinance since 1999 and prohibits city employees from asking about a person's immigration status.
This correspondent Dennis Crowley. Norway's second largest supermarket chain says it's launched reverse vending machines that give customers discount coupons for new batteries when they deposit old ones for recycling. Similar machines already exist for glass and plastic bottles, but Coop Norway says these machines may be the world's first to do it with batteries. Battery recycling is mandatory in Norway. The company says about 2,000 tons of batteries are used in Norway every year. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys, sporting authentic details just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in the center of Redding, the heart of Redding. Is where we put our studio so we can watch, we can look outside and see everything that's going on. Good morning, everybody. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 9th of May. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob.
In Reading, we have 65 degrees right now. No rain anywhere in sight today, so enjoy it while you can. We will have a high pushing up towards the 95-degree mark. As we head into tonight, waiting for the forecast update, so we're going to have to go to a different screen. We should see an overnight low of about 60 degrees, and then heading into, we see a big drop in the temperature for Wednesday and Thursday. In fact, on Thursday, we could see rain and a high of only 73. Shasta Lake remains a mere 6 feet from the top. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Great business down in Anderson, California. Veteran-owned. Chuck and Judy Kinney, super people down there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, this is his business. It's not a part-time business. He teaches all over Northern and Central California. He's probably got 30 instructors working for him. And all of them are NRA-trained professionals. All of them have got their instructor licenses from the NRA, have gone through all the schools there. He provides the most complete CCW training that you're going to find, probably in California, in my opinion. The 12-hour class that you must have for to obtain a CCW license in Shasta County, the follow the basic use of a firearm, the laws. The laws are just changing quickly. So you need to know that when you carry a gun in a car, how do you do it, and can you get in trouble for it? And there's so many nuances to it. And then the second day, they shoot for 4 hours, and then it thoroughly trains people on safety and how to handle guns. Revolvers and semi-automatics,
and when not to
shoot. And all this, it's all important. And your class needs to do that. Your class needs to be able to, that you are comfortable knowing when and when you can't carry a gun, when and when you shouldn't use it, all those. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out at readingccw.com or usgunpro.com. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Doug Wright. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
You always look great when you come in here. You just look so cool, you know.
Well, I'm coming to see you. I got to look good.
Hey, I like it. Did you like the way I extorted two more tickets out of Barry Weisswasser?
I do. I love it.
Did you like that thing?
Barry's easy, though. I've known Barry a long time.
He is easy. You know, and I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that. It's written on, I think, on some of the walls.
Yeah.
Barry's easy.
More than a few. In his handwriting, no less.
In his writing. Yeah, that's the only problem. It's in his handwriting. Hey, just talking about – this is going to be kind of – you know, I try not to do this, but I sometimes come out of left field and ask you questions, and but you're pretty quick. The laws that have to do with firearms and transportation of firearms. I'm not going to get you into specifics. They change all the time. Where you can carry one, where you can't carry one, and all these and rules have changed, and almost like it's a whim.
It's a moving target. Literally, I mean, no pun intended.
Literally. No, that is.
It's a moving target.
And, you know, like, well, I'm picking up the legal side to teach the legal side of handguns for the concealed carry. And we'll be teaching that. And it's a 4-hour class. But we literally give out a little pamphlet to people. And because everybody has heard something, everybody has heard from their friend, or, oh, you know, a policeman told me this, or my uncle told me this, or this. And it was probably right 10 years ago.
Yep.
But you will get arrested now for doing it.
Yeah, and when you find out you're wrong, it's too late.
Yeah.
You're answering to the judge at that point.
Well, you know, the first thing we tell people is if you ever brandish a gun for any reason, you know, to save yourself, you know, but you don't shoot it, you call 911 immediately and say, I was just, my life was, you know, threatened. I presented my weapon and to chase him away. I'm here and I need to make a report and all that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
somebody will report you.
The bad guy could call you.
Yep.
And now you got cops all over you and you got a gun.
Yeah. And I think you probably even know this too, even shadowing. You know, if you have it concealed and you can see it, even without brandishing it, that's still unlawful.
Yeah. Well, and you can go into a – and here's the – this has happened in not here in California, where a guy was in a Costco or someplace, and somebody saw him with a gun, and they called the police. And the guy's here with a gun. And by the time the cops came there in a high hover,
sure,
he goes out, and he ends up getting shot. And probably because he didn't follow the exact directions.
Yep.
But if I've got several cops pointing guns at me, I mean, my hands are in the air, you know, to the side. I'm going to look like a crucifixion because they're going to have a tough time getting my hands down afterwards. You can put your hands down.
Sure.
No, I'm not putting them down yet.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Well, when people, even with the SCCW, say, well, if I get pulled over, should I let the law enforcement officer know I have a concealed weapon? Absolutely. Even though you're not legally required to tell them necessarily, you better tell them because if they find it, their gun will be drawn and pointed at you, and that's not a position you want to be
in. Well, and we tell people, and it's illegal to carry a gun in your glove compartment or your console. And there's good reasons for that one. I mean, mm-hmm. So you have to lock your gun up. Well, that doesn't count anymore if you lock it up in a glove compartment. But if you reach – imagine – can I see your insurance and registration? Well, most people keep it in their glove compartment. Now, at this point, if you haven't told the policeman, by the way, I have a gun in there. So, and it's taught both ways. You know, when you're pulled over, you got your hands on the wheel, and you hand them your driver's license. You also hand them your CCW. And because what that tells them is, and you can say either I've got my weapon with me or I don't. But what it tells me is you've had a background check. And I think it's kind of a positive thing. Hey, look, I've had a background check. I'm not in trouble. I've talked to the sheriff and I'm able, so I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I was just going
to
say law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me. Anyway, so how you been?
Well, just moved our offices, so we're trying to get reorganized again.
Oh, now we got a new address for you, huh?
Yeah. So we needed more space. So, yeah. moved into a house downtown, so we're down here with you guys in your neighborhood.
We're growing, man.
Yeah, I love it down here. It's downtown Reading is where it's at now.
I think so. And, with K2 going, and McConnell wants to invest down here.
Yep.
And people say, "Oh, great, town's going to be owned by McConnell and Bethel." I don't believe that, but I think that we need somebody with some deep pockets to invest down here, because once downtown gets viable and it can't help but spread from there.
Well, on the flip side is if you've got to have some investment from somewhere, and if it's McConnell and Bethel, they're here, they're local, they're living amongst us, they're our neighbors, they're our friends. If it's someone from outside the area that's bringing money in and not living here, you don't know what you're getting.
That's
so
right.
I'll take McConnell and Bethel every day of the week.
Because I think that I go by what people have done since I've been here. I can't go by what happened in the past.
Yeah,
which is why with Mike Warren, I see what he's done with the Turtle Bay, and I see what happens if you don't have a city manager with vision.
Yeah,
but I just know Mike Warren since we've been here in 10 years, mm-hmm. And I know the McConnell Foundation since we've been there for 10 years, and then Bethel, and I've seen Bethel when they came in and they took over the Civic. Everybody had all these problems with it. And the only thing that Bethel ends up doing is saving the city $1 million a year plus bringing in all these acts come in, plus all of these people that come in. I can't see where it's been a negative.
Me either. I'm baffled at the response some people give to me when they complain about Bethel.
There are still people, though, as I said earlier, who will hear the Darth Vader theme every time you mention those names.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we need to take a break here. It's about 15, 16 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Mother's Day is coming. And wouldn't Mother like one of those bracelets that's got all the kids' the birthstones on it and all that, or maybe a ring with all little birthstones in the ring? Well, you can get that at Four Winds Jewelry. You can find anything you want. If they don't have it, they have the capabilities to build it, because it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman and everything that you could possibly want. 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Not going to find a better jewelry place. Okay, we'll be right back with Doug Wright, attorney at law.
Consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation. This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, and Fortes. If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Come visit Redding Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself. On approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per $1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th. We both own Kias and we love them. Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. 8:21 in the morning, 65 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 94. And if you haven't had Alliance Heating and Air, check the filters in your air conditioner, or just check to make sure it's working right. You are silly. So what I'm going to tell you to do is, this is the best group in town. Martin and his people, veteran-owned business, do absolutely stellar work. Give them a call at 221-2642. And that's a call to action. Because if you haven't had your air conditioner looked at, and it's been a couple years, trust me, your filters could be totally clogged up, and now you're breathing stuff you don't want to breathe. All of that in there. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with attorney Doug Wright, and we were talking during the break, and because there's changes coming, and government oversight. Now, everybody, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but under the Obama administration, it seems like the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers and others kind of took on their own identity. Unelected officials, they weren't elected, but they came out and changed the landscape of how businesses worked.
Bureaucracies and their overreach were brutal during the Obama years. Brutal to business, brutal to individuals, brutal to family farms. You're right, unelected officials doing what they want with administrative laws that were written for their favor and without
that they could write themselves and change things.
Yep, and very little oversight, if any at all.
Okay, so I call them nameless, faceless, bureaucratic thugs.
Yeah.
Because there is no face. And if you see one, you may never see that person again, but it's the same political intent.
Yeah.
So can you give some examples of that overreach?
Sure. You know, to couch this, I think in some regard you do need some regulation because, you know, there's people that really abuse what's out there in the systems that we have. But, you know, there are a lot of times where the regulation is just so burdensome. You know, for example, with water, you know, Clean Water Act and some of the things that EPA does, and even the state of California. Obviously, we like clean water. No one wants dirty water. I mean, we can see our friends up on Iron Mountain up there and the mess they made.
Yeah.
We don't want that leaching down into our water table. But when you have family farms and ranches, they're the stewards of our earth. Those folks take care of what we have. And when they are regulated into such a degree that these folks are going out of business because they can't move, you know, a little bit of dirt to allow water to take a different path so they can irrigate their crops. That's overreach. And, you know, and if you get caught doing it without the proper permitting, without the proper approvals,
Which you may not get.
You may not get, and if you do, it's going to be really cost prohibitive to get it. But if you don't, then the punitive aspect of
$1,000 a day.
Oh, even more than that.
Even more than that.
Yeah, I've seen some. And you know, these people, they don't care. They just don't care. It's monopoly money. It's not real to them. They just slap a figure on it. That's it.
Because they get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they've got to show that, oh, well, to make my money, I've got to do these things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, I remember that battle up in Oregon between the people that – the couple that was trying to build their home. Mm-hmm. And it was against the Environmental Protection Agency, and there was one other federal group. Oh, no, you can't build because there's a low area with water in it, which is, you know, it was going to be, you can't do that.
Yep.
And they fought this for years.
You know, and it's not the law that's necessarily the problem a lot of times. It's the bureaucrat on the other side of the table that is just power hungry, and they are, you know, they got their feet stuck in the ground, and they're not moving.
And frankly, they're using your money to fight you, and if you're going to fight it, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yep.
And this, you know, I think the couple eventually won because they couldn't even get a day in court.
Yeah.
And that was the big thing. Oh, but at least we can do is get a day in court. So no, sorry.
Yeah.
Because of the way it was written.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's not right in our society.
You know, I've had clients where we were dealing with the water board here locally, and we would go into meetings with them, and we were trying to settle the case, trying to resolve it. We were sort of a side player in it. And they looked at us straight in the face and said, we could resolve this because we'd already done the cleanup work. We'd taken care of everything, which most of it was not our responsibility. They'd already done all the work anyways. And they looked at us and said, we could settle this, but we're not going to. And I'm sitting there looking at them like, you've got to be kidding me.
But did they say why?
Well, I know why, because it was a new program through the state of California. They wanted to test it at the hearing board in Sacramento. So they were not going to resolve this case. Even though they could have.
So they're going to drag it out a little bit further.
Yep. And they got what they wanted. And it was punishing measures. And there was no purpose served other than them wanting to probably move up in their own career.
Now, when you see things like they just filed a federal lawsuit.
Yes.
Against Padilla and the state for dilution of vote. That we essentially don't have anything to say about what happens up here in our area because our representation is so small that we literally have no say.
Yeah. And I heard when Terry was on earlier, I was listening, and you know, I haven't seen the lawsuit, so I don't know, you know, exactly what – I know in basics what they're alleging.
Sure.
I think that they probably have a tough case because they are in the Ninth Circuit. I know Terry said it's not going to the Ninth Circuit, but they are. It's filed in the Eastern District of California, which is in the Ninth Circuit.
That's what I thought.
The next step is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal.
Right.
From there, it would go up to the Supreme Court. I suspect that if they pursue this, that they're going to get crushed all the way through the Ninth, and then if the Supreme Court hears it, that's where it'll end up. I suspect that's where they could win.
Well, they said in '64, they decided is that it's, you know, that trees don't count as voters, and they, when they changed it, I'm looking for better representation because we're a tick, on the tail of a dog.
Yeah,
as far as the rest of California is concerned.
There's a couple thoughts I have. I've seen some comments that, well, look, you know, the law is well established. You can't change it. Why fight it? Well, you know, Plessy versus Ferguson. You know, there's these old cases, Dred Scott, that slavery was legal and folks of color were treated differently. Well, that was established law. It was not right. And
Through
the Supreme Court. And, you know, and Brown versus Board of Education changed all that. And so you can't just sit back and say, well, that's the law and tough. Good luck. No, you
got to challenge it.
You got to challenge it. And I think they'll have a very difficult time at the lower levels just because of the district court and the circuit that we're in. But if, you know, if they prevail, you never know what's going to happen at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Trump's making sure that we have a good court.
So. And he's also put in, I guess, 12 judges that you could call pretty strict constitutionalists on their names that he puts in those lower courts, which, thanks to the Democrats, they'll just vote them in.
Yep.
They don't even have to see them. They just, okay, let's just vote.
Vote and they're in.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Harry.
Yep.
Okay. You know what? If you're having problems with the gov, and I'm going to take a break before you answer this. Okay, so you're having a problem with overreach in this. And you as an attorney in a business there, I want to come back and say, okay, how are the ways that me as a private owner of a business, and you've gotten into a battles with bureaucrats for whatever reason, you know, and I turn to you and say, you know, Doug, what are some of the things that you can do or that you do that can help alleviate some of the pain? That's what I want to talk about when we get back. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at, of course, at Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. You know, Mother's Day's coming up, other days coming up, birthdays. You're not going to find a better place to buy the clothing or the Brighton bags, Brighton jewelry, watches, you know, all that kind of stuff that you know, those accessories that go along with everything your loved one wears. They can outfit you from skin out at Dandelion Boutique. You're not going to – and like I said, Linda just loves that place. Everybody – I mean, all of her and her girlfriends go down there and they just – you know, they have a great time at least once a month or twice a month going in there and just buying because it's got good stuff. Dandelion Boutique, open Monday through Saturday at 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back after these messages with Doug Ryan.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for deer and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460.
I figured Doug probably grew up watching this.
L.A. Law, 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 9th of May, 2017, 65 degrees. Right now going up to 94 today. Enjoy it if you like 94-degree weather. Enjoy that because we're going to be getting rain coming in tomorrow, possibly, and then possibly thunder showers, and rain for sure on Thursday. And since the lake is 6 feet from the top, you know, it just means, you know, I love hearing that because it just means more and more room for the houseboats and the fishing and all that, and for thousands of more people to show up here and spend money in Shasta County. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place in the world to get a haircut. My opinion, but then I won't lie to you. It's a man's last stronghold. Catch up on all your reading there, you know, snappy patter, and find out what's going on in this town. All at Cypress Square Barbershop, right up the street from Classy Cafe. Again, another great place here in this town. All in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. All of that, right there. Okay, we're with Doug Wright. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, attorney at law. And we were talking about government, just overreach. And you hear the really bad ones that hit it, you know, because, this guy built a pond, a stock pond.
Yeah.
You know, that he catches water that's coming down. And the government goes after him, the Corps of Engineers goes after him and charging him $25,000 a day because he's got it. And the lawsuit, you know, I mean, this whole thing goes on. Okay, but I'm a small businessman and I'm doing something. The government comes in and goes, it may not be fair. Maybe it's, you know, they're restricting on how I do things because it's a whim. It's the way they interpret something. So what can a lawyer do for me?
So typically in this circumstance, you've gone through some administrative hearing. We'll use the labor board. That's probably the most common that people are aware of.
Right.
So you go to hearing at the labor board. You have a former employee. It's most of the time the case. They present their side of the story. You present yours. And, of course, they always find for the employee.
Has the employer ever won one of these?
Yes, pretty rare. I've been in there a few times where we were successful, but it was there was reasons why that their claim failed, and it wasn't because that they didn't believe them. It was there were legal technicalities that we were able to establish that they knew. You know, for example, the structure of the entity that they were suing wasn't they were making a claim against the wrong company. The company had changed hands, changed owners. Well, that didn't extend to the next owner. So in that circumstance, we were able to get my client out of liability because
But that was the only way.
It was the only way.
Because that's rare because I've never heard anybody that's won a claim.
You don't. And, you know, because their philosophy over there is, you know, employee, you know, wage, you know, if you're not paying your employees right, it's wage theft. And no employer pays their employee properly. So, therefore, it's all wage theft and we're going to reward the employee, which there are a few times. I've seen a few times where the employer is not doing the right thing. Most of the time, the employer is substantially compliant with the law, at least. But, you know, regardless of what's happening, it's always going to be in the employee's favor. So the next step, what we do is we file essentially an appeal, writ of mandamus, with the Superior Court locally. And then a judge will then hear the case. Because there may be situations in the claim where the labor commissioner doesn't understand the nuances within the law where a judge would. So, for example, if a child of an owner is making a claim, children are exempt under the labor code. So they are not entitled to overtime. They're not entitled to meals and rest periods. They're not entitled to any of that. Well, the labor commissioner may not understand that distinction. In fact, we had a case in particular where the husband was the putative owner. He was claiming ownership of a business. He was the manager. He was, you know, he was in charge. He was setting the schedule. His wife was working there. She made a claim against the actual owner, for wage and hour violations that she wasn't paid properly. Well, her husband was in charge, and he was the one telling her to come in. Well, technically, it's a spouse, so she's exempt. The labor commissioner ruled in her favor, but the award wasn't big enough where it was worth the appeal. So my client made a business decision. We wrote her a check instead of taking it up to the judge.
Right.
We would have won in front of the judge, no doubt. But it would have cost twice as much. So
that's the other thing that people, you know, they say, oh, look, I'm going to use as an example Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly settles out of court.
Yeah.
And he settles out of court for, as he said, hey, I don't want to put my family through this. This is what people do. They settle out of court. But that can come. I mean, that can come back to bite you too, though.
I mean,
because once you start settling out of court,
you create a feeding trough in a soup kitchen,
and that's what Murdoch said. He says, if we turn Isles loose here, they're going to line up now.
Yep, and they did.
And then O'Reilly, and then they went after Hannity,
yep.
And then backed off on Hannity. But this type of thing is,
well, it's why Walmart fights every single lawsuit tooth and nail. Because as soon as Walmart starts writing checks to claimants.
Well, you know who else? At least they used to do this was Disney.
Yeah.
I had a close friend that worked down there, mm-hmm. in charge of one of the departments. And anything that happened on that ground, if somebody sued them for anything, Disney would fight them.
Fight them
for anything. Even if it was just so grievously wrong, made no difference. They'd fight them.
They still do. I have a good friend that represents
Disney. Okay, they still do that?
They still
fight it. Because if you don't, it's going to be you're opening the feeding trough.
It's a free for all. So typically, what we do is in these situations, we have a confidentiality and non disparagement clause in the settlement agreement where they can't say anything to anybody other than their CPA, their spouse, and if they do breach that agreement, which we always find out when they do, then they have to pay back not only what was paid to them, but also liquidated damages, which is usually 50% of what was paid. So it's 150% of what we paid them, and then there's an attorney's fees kicker. So if we have to go after them, they have to pay the attorney's fees too.
And this is for someone out of court.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah. So usually it stays quiet. Every once in a while one leaks out, and then we file a claim. And, you know, we perfected one probably a year ago where we had a gal that ran her mouth. And we got a judgment against her for her settlement money plus 50% more.
Wow.
And now we're garnishing her wages.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. When you agree to be quiet, you better be quiet.
If you have a corporation, if a corporation goes out of business,
mm-hmm.
and they have, of course, a corporation has got partners or whatever it is, if the corporation goes out of business, the corporation just goes away. What happens if they owe money to people?
Well, it depends on what they've been doing. Those are tricky because if the owners or partners or shareholders, typically a corporation, if they've personally guaranteed anything, they're on the hook, no doubt. They're in contract with whoever it is, the lender. They may have their own property securing assets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their home is securing a loan to the company.
Yeah.
They're on the hook there too. That's what's called piercing the corporate veil. They're going to reach through and grab the shareholder. Those are pretty tough cases because the law really favors corporate shields.
Yeah.
So if the corporation can't pay its bills, that's it. You know, it sells its assets the best it can, pays off the creditors the best it can, and that's it. They wind up operations.
Yeah.
And typically, you know, we'll set those.
Because you see all these people going out of business. And,
yeah.
You see people leaving California and all these things that they're just, you know, it's just too much.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering about that. Okay. So the other things we were talking about is the estate tax that goes away.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have $12 million in my estate, not yet, you know, but life's still young.
Yeah.
But even if the estate tax goes away, you're still on the hook a lot of times for things, right?
Yeah, it depends on what it is you want to do. So let's say there's no estate tax, and you're going to have to incur some cost transferring property on death. Whether it's a very limited meaning that you're going to draft deeds, you're going to hire a CPA to do tax returns, you're going to hire a lawyer to help with the process, transfer process, there's going to be some expense, usually very limited. And oftentimes that's because the property's held in trust or it's been planned, you know, appropriately so that those transfers occur without any court intervention, without any issues that would normally come up if you haven't planned. If you haven't planned all that well, maybe you just have a will and you're in probate, then it's a little more expensive because you got to pay. You're definitely going to pay attorney's fees. You're definitely going to pay administration fees. You're definitely going to pay for court fees. You know, and those in California, at least, those can get pretty expensive. You know, so the government's not going to get their estate tax, but the estate's still going to pay because, you know, they have fees involved.
Okay, so say there is an estate tax of say, you know, if it's for anything over $5 million. And people say, well, if it's over $5 million. But, you know, there's a lot of things out there. Like, I didn't understand about the ranches, and you talked about that, mm-hmm. you know. But there's other businesses that they've built up, and it's worth over $5 million. And it's not like the people are – you know, are millionaires flying around in jets or anything like this. But so when they pass away, if you still have the estate tax, so you get taxed on anything over $5 million.
Yeah.
How do you, you know, how do you handle that? Or, well, or can you handle that?
You can handle that. So currently the laws, the tax exemption is at $5.49 million per person or per spouse in a marriage relationship where you can port that, which means that one spouse passes, you can port it to the surviving spouse so they can gift up to almost $11 million. So if you're above that, there's other planning. So, for example, you have a life insurance policy and create an ILIT trust or irrevocable life insurance trust. So upon the death, those life insurance proceeds are utilized to pay estate tax. So the family really isn't out any cash. So there may be a $1 million policy that is a cash asset, pays out, satisfies, because life insurance is not taxable under the estate tax, it satisfies any tax obligations. So let's say the estate owes $700,000 in estate tax. Well, that would help satisfy that. And there's other ways that you can divest during your lifetime, too, to be, you know, gifting. You know, you can, a parent child, a grandparent, grandchild, they can gift out during their lifetime that would count against their uniform gift credit. Anybody can gift. I could gift to you $14,000 a year tax-free. So folks will then do that. They'll take that process. Well, they'll gift out.
Hey, Bob, did you hear that? You can gift me $14,000, man.
So, you know, a couple may gift, you know, up to $28,000 a year, and they may start gifting out to their kids or grandkids so they can start getting that cash out of their coffers, and it's tax-free.
Yeah, I need to tell Linda's parents about this. I wonder if they know about this. Hey, Tom, June, you can gift $28,000.
Yeah.
Each of you can gift $14,000.
Each, yeah, per year.
Per year.
Per person.
Per person.
So... To you and Linda.
Oh,
$28,000 each. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to come down and live with them then.
Counts for you.
I'll help him plant the tomato plants and all that stuff. Hey, we're here with Doug Wright, an attorney at law, but he's, you know, specialized in business law and probate. But we ask you questions that just kind of like, whoa. Because I want to come back, and I'm getting all these comments about homeless people in town and why can't we do something about it and all this. You feel up to me asking some things about these, you know, no sitting lying, you know, no sleeping and all those kind of ordinances?
I've been dealing with stuff for
there you go, buddy. Okay.
Number of years.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing. I love this song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Linda's on her way down. It's Mommy's birthday. And since we just found out that Mommy can give us $24,000 a year, or $14,000 a year.
Start buying more flowers
$14,000 a year. I'm calling Linda. Linda, before you go, I want you to give a present to your Mommy from me.
Does she like chocolate?
Chocolates, I don't care. Chocolates, chocolates, whatever. I know what June wants. You know what June likes? When we go places, June just sits down and we carry everything. I mean, June, I'll be schlepping your bags, whatever you want, hon. So. Tom, let me come down there and help you dig and plant.
Just email a deposit ticket.
This portion of the show is brought to you. Yeah, here's my birthday present to you, June. It's a deposit slip into my bank. Oh, I love them. But anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. They started this business 8 years ago, John and Sarah. They are super people. The customer service at Bastiani Arms is just outstanding. I send people there all the time. Well, what about this? Go on down. Talk to the gun guys down there. Because I've, you know, teaching these CCW classes, people come up to you and say, well, they told me this. And I can't believe that these big box stores, the things they tell people. And because in the ignorance of the people working behind the counter. And I said, who told you that? And, oh, I heard this at Georgian Show. And, it, you know, big box store. And I'm like, oh. I said, go on down. See John Bastiani. See him as people. If you are a novice, they're going to help you. If you're an expert, they're going to help you. They got any type of shooting accessory you want, gunsmithing, classes from Seth Stokes. He's got great classes in CCW. He also believes in the full monte of handling guns out there, too. It's a great place. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. You won't be sorry. Okay, Doug Wright and I are here. Attorney at law, and where you specialize in business and probate. And
business, probate, estate planning.
Estate planning. And you can get around all these little things that the government wants to do to you if you've got a good plan.
Yeah.
Now, we're shifting at this point because we've talked about what happens if you get sued in labor law and your chances there. I know somebody that works at the labor place. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, no, we're told to give them every benefit of the doubt if they bring a case in, every benefit of the
doubt.
Plus. Yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking, I said, so does that mean? He goes, yeah, it's exactly what you think.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Somebody made a comment that we have so many homeless and people on the streets that it's like a headwind that we're never going to fight. Don't we have laws and rules that says we can move these people around? That we can tell them that, no, you can't just sleep here?
Oh, of course. You know, we have the city ordinances actually address a lot of these issues. For example, we have anti-camping ordinances where, you know, you can't camp within the city limits, which, you know, if you're sleeping on the grass somewhere, that could be deemed camping. There's other other mechanisms that we have within the city ordinances that control these types of issues. For example, properties that are run down where these folks may be staying, if they're not up to code, then you could utilize the city ordinances to make the owner clean it up,
which they've done to the Americana Hotel and several others.
Yeah, kind of. Where they've really been effective is with Lucky Jezrani in the district attorney's office, using their strong arm, because that's what they have a lot of laws. They have a lot of abilities.
They can hammer people.
They can hammer people. So if you're creating the environment on your property, they can go in and make you clean it up, which then, you know, pushes those folks out. And being homeless isn't a crime. And I'm really, you know, I'm certainly compassionate for those folks that need help. But I think what we're dealing with is more transients. And
if we're looking at the transients that are here, that are, you know, stealing things for, you know, and they're, you know, and the, I mean, then, no, do we want people out there suffering? No. You know, they found this guy laying out there dead the other day.
Yeah. And really sad story.
Yeah. And said, been hit by a car, maybe, you know, and that is a sad story. Yeah. But there's others out there that are nothing but predators.
Yeah, there's criminals.
And there's criminals out there. And the millions of dollars it costs each year to clean, well, I don't know if it's millions, but hundreds of thousands of dollars to clean up where they've been. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point.
Well, if folks will notice that we've gotten a wave of them in the past month or so.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's that time of the year where we get a lot of out-of-state license plates.
Here they come.
And here they come with their dreadlocks and their backpacks and their pit bulls. You know, they come into the city and then they disappear up into the hills.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see.
If they disappear in the hills, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but you're starting to see a lot of them around here. Let's go to the phones. D.C., good morning.
Hey, I just have a quick, easy question. What is the minimum amount of wealth you should have to have a trust fund and not go through probate?
Okay.
It used to be that if you owned a home, you would probably want to have a trust if it's worth more than $150,000. Not that you have $150,000 in equity, but if you have a home that's worth more than $150,000, that asset is going to be in probate no matter what. January 1st, the law changed with regard to Medi-Cal recovery. So now even if you don't own a home, let's say you have $30,000 in savings, which by no measure would you ever need a trust in that circumstance. That you can transfer that cash pretty easily. But now, if you have that money in trust, the state of California cannot come and recover that cash if whoever it is was receiving Medi-Cal benefits and the state has a right to recover a portion of that benefit. So really, it sort of depends on the circumstance. But if you own a home, you're probably a candidate for a trust at the minimum.
Yeah, and you can set up a trust for less than $2,000. So you're going to save quite a bit.
Oh, significantly bit. I use the typical Shasta County estate, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house worth $175,000 and a car. No cash, no savings, nothing else, just those two assets. The home was, you know, appraised at $175,000. The cars were appraised at $25,000. It's a $200,000 estate. That's $7,000 in attorney's fees by law, $7,000 in administrator fees by law. You have probably $1,500 in filing fees with the court, probably $500 to publish with the record searchlight. And then you have another $200 to $500 that you're going to pay the probate referee to appraise those two properties. So you're looking at $15,000 to $20,000 to transfer a very, very basic estate. A trust alleviates all of that for the most part.
Yeah, and basically the bureaucrats are just ripping off people that have a little bit of wealth.
Well, it's the money is used to pay the folks that are administering the estate. So the government doesn't get much other than what the court gets for their fees. It's $435 per document. The probate referee gets her fees for the appraisal. She's a state employee or probably contractor, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, DC. Okay, let me go back to that one, though, for a second. So I've got a house and two cars that are paid for.
Mm-hmm.
The house isn't paid for, but two cars are in that. I pass away. Linda is on the deed.
Yeah.
So does it still impact on her?
No. So it depends on how you're holding title.
Okay.
So if you guys are joint tenants with rights of survivorship, it's probably joint tenants as community property.
Right.
Because that's,
right.
That's the what you're supposed to be holding title as. Some escrow still kicks out deeds as joint tenants with rights of survivorship.
No.
Should be community property. So upon, if you were to pass, we would file an affidavit of death for you. The interest for you would most commonly transfer to her automatically.
Okay. So she's safe. But you're talking about, from her. Now, she's got the home. She's got the two cars.
Yep.
It's going to cost her how much?
Well, let's say the home appraises at $300,000,
yeah.
And the cars, well, you know, they're fancy and they're worth, you know, $50,000 each. Because you
okay,
you
let's
know,
just say that.
Let's say you have an F-250 and you know a.
Okay, so
a
now we're talking $400,000.
$400,000. So
okay.
The attorney's fees on that alone are $11,000 by law because it's a percentage scale.
$11,000 because yeah. It's now in probate.
Yep, and it doesn't matter if the house is worth $300,000 and you may owe $275 on it.
Right.
The cars are worth, you know, $100,000, $50,000 each. You may owe $80,000 or $90,000 on those cars.
Right.
That doesn't matter.
They don't care.
But you have $30,000 to $50,000 of equity that's worth your time going after, so you have to spend the fees to get that little bit of equity, and that equity just shrinks because you're paying the lawyers, you're paying the court, you're paying the administrator, which the administrator fee can be waived, but generally it's not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get around that by having a
living trust.
Living trust.
Yep.
Okay, Douglas Wright, attorney at law. You are so good at this, and so many different questions. How do they get a hold of you?
You can reach us at our office at 530-243-6000, and we have an office up in the Burney area as well. It's 335-6002. We're at 1901 Court Street, new office.
Website?
DouglasWrightLaw.com.
There you go. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
And Doug's a trustworthy guy. So if you've
Thanks.
Got some questions, he's more than willing to help you with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, you just call in, and it's a pretty easy question. But answer your question.
There it is.
Hope it helps you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Doug,
yep.
for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You've always got the answers. Hey, tomorrow, Chief of Police Rob Poletti. A lot of things going on in the city with the law enforcement. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It looks like a human rights lawyer, Moon Jae-in, will be the next president of South Korea. The liberal candidate has claimed victory after his rivals conceded. In Seoul, the BBC's Steve McDonald says Moon has vowed to take the country in a very different direction.
He's pledged engagement with North Korea. As opposed to a more an isolationist approach, this could also bring some sort of tensions between the Trump administration and South Korea.
Moon says a confrontational approach did nothing to prevent the North from expanding its nuclear arsenal. Senate Democrats are pressing Republicans to abandon their repeal and replace strategy for dealing with Obamacare.